USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats are complaining about a Trump administration decision to cut all U.S. aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to stop migrants from heading toward the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CNN spending hundreds of millions of tax dollars hasn't helped it in the past.
What the Trump administration is trying to do is saying, hey, we're prepared to help, we're prepared to engage, we're prepared to support, but you have to take serious efforts, whether it's in Guatemala, El Salvador, in Nicaragua, and Mexico, for that matter, too. We need those nations to ensure that their people aren't making this dangerous transit across Mexico.
President Trump says, yes, he is considering placing detained illegal migrants in sanctuary cities in Democratic districts since they're not supporting his efforts at border control. White House security officials say a man set his jacket on fire in front of the White House Friday afternoon. He was taken away by ambulance and is being treated for his injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Donald Trump delivered remarks Friday at the White House on 5G network deployment in the United States.
Cellular communications, networks, it's all about 5G now. We were 4G and everybody would say we have to get 4G. Before that, we have to get 3G and now we have to get 5G, and 5G is a big deal and that's going to be there for a while, and I guess at some point we'll be talking to you about number 6. What do you think?
He says he wants to roll out the technology before China. Washington continues to debate how much of the Mueller report should be and will be released. Senator John Kennedy worries about leaks from Congress.
If you give them the grand jury, confidential grand jury information and information about other investigations, if you give them matters that the national security agencies say are classified, it'll leak. It'll leak at warp speed. You know that. I know that. This place leaks like the Titanic.
Attorney General William Barr says the findings of the investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 presidential election will be partially redacted. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense officials are calling for the creation of a U.S. Space Force. More from John Clements.
In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan asked for the funding of a Space Force in the fiscal year 2020 National Defense Authorization Act. He testified about the threat to America.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture, but the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
I'm John Clemens.
Congress is beginning its two-week spring recess with Democrats and Republicans still pointing fingers at each other. And USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The fingers are being pointed because lawmakers left town without approving a disaster relief bill. The deal breaker, additional hurricane recovery funds for Puerto Rico. Democrats blame Republicans for following President Trump's refusal to approve more money for that U.S. territory, even though it's still suffering from two huge hurricanes that slammed the island in 2017. Republicans blaming Democrats for introducing bills they know the president will veto, saying that's delaying help to Midwestern states that are recovering from this year's devastating floods. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A study indicates that the number of young kids under age 6 entering emergency rooms after swallowing objects has nearly doubled in the past decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.